Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here she is, Susan K. Jones. Do we have a specific open?
Susan Jones knows many things.
What?
She's
got an answer for everything.
While you mash the two.
Call a text, you want to get
it last time you did this, too.
Did you?
Just her.
Knowledge won't cost a dime. Up now on the Chad Hartman Show.
Girl.
This is Ask
Susan Jones.
Anything, let's go.
I will argue to my dying breath the best thing on this radio station. And I mean it on my children's lives.
Oh, my God.
Okay, are Dave's opens.
All of your children?
Yeah.
Hunter and Griffin. I'm not putting That's not my favorite. Okay, fight hard, Hunt and Griff. But no, your opens are just absolutely brilliant. Susie's here right at the start.
Yeah.
We decided to shake things up. We never let Adam participate and ask Adam anything at the start. We're allowing you,
thank you,
that opportunity. How cold are you? You got a turtleneck on? You got a coat on?
I have been sick. And even my own people, my sister said, are you really sick? Can you go over to help Mom? Are you really sick? I'm like, yes.
Which sister was that?
Kelly.
We don't care for Kelly, do we?
Well, Kelly likes to boss people around.
Yeah.
She does.
I can't imagine.
Sounds like her sister.
I can't imagine anybody else in the family who has that
We're
trait.
All kind of bossy, to be
honest.
Oh,
my God.
Comes from the queen, though, Kay Jones.
Yes.
95 in March.
Oh, yeah. Mm. We better have some sort of celebration.
We should. She'd hate
Can
it.
We have her on that day?
Oh, she might, but she can't hear very well on the phone.
I've never talked to somebody in their 90s who can't hear very well. I have no experience.
Oh, Lord, you're funny. You absolutely know that intimately. Man.
I know your mom intimately. Whoa, what a breakthrough
you know,
that was.
You know the experience.
March what?
9th.
March 9th?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
We just got to keep her upright till then.
Okay, let's
put
go.
Her out back.
First question, does size matter? That's the first question.
Right out of the gates?
Right there. Now, that could mean a lot of things, Susan. You don't have to go to the gutter with this.
I don't have to.
You don't have. If you want to, you can. If you want to take it somewhere else,
does size
matter? Where in life? So let's paraphrase it this way, Dave. Where in life does size especially matter for Susie Jones?
You want me to answer, or do you guys want to contemplate it?
No. Normally, when I say it's ask Susie anything, and then I say Susie. Where does size matter? I think that's like, is that
do I do that a lot with you?
Two indications. Because I know sometimes I'll ask you a question.
You do that
I'm
a lot.
Looking right at you. There are three of us in the room. And you go, you talking to me? Like you're De Niro in Taxi Driver. You talking to me?
Talking to me?
In fact, can we get that, Dave, the
that's
next time?
Because
you know she's going to do it. Before the end of the week, when I'm looking right at her, and we're like 7-8 minutes into a conversation, and she goes, talking to me? No, I'm talking to the ghost of Charlie Boone. That's
oh,
who
my God.
I'm talking to.
I think it matters when it's a slice of cake.
Mm-hmm.
I think it matters when it's
a paycheck.
How about that? That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I think the age-old, what it really means, does and doesn't. I've had different experiences.
Yeah.
Sometimes when it doesn't or when it's less, there's more other places.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying it's not necessarily you're out the door. Although, if you ever saw Trainwreck with Amy Schumer.
Yes.
There's a scene in there.
It's great. It's the John Cena is in it.
Yes.
The LeBron James is in it.
It is a funny.
And
it's raunchy.
As we found out, Cena's a damn good actor.
He is.
I mean, I'm not kidding. And LeBron actually was good in the movie.
Very funny.
And I'm kind of shocked he hasn't been in a few more things.
And he was great, you know, as the cheapskate.
Yes.
Never bringing his check.
Yes. Size matters with the firemen. They sit in the building to save me, a texter says. Yeah.
I think that's true.
Yeah. I mean, you really don't want the 5'3", 140-pound guy.
You want the big guy.
You want the big guy.
You want the 6'3".
Yeah, the 6'3". You know what you want? You want Donald Trump. 6'3", 215 pounds.
If he had to save me out of a burning building, holy cow.
He's 6'3", 215. That's what his physical said.
I know, but I don't trust his strength.
Well, first of all, I don't trust any of that because he's not 6'3". Because you see him stand next to people who are 6'3", and he's closer to...
Does he say he's 6'3"?
Yeah, his physical. 6'3", 250. What are you, 240? I don't know. Listen, the energy is still there outside of what he... Listen, who wouldn't nap if everybody's just going around them? You're amazing. You're great.
Oh, just take a nap.
You're amazing.
Because if you're feeling good, like, man, I don't have to do anything. I'm going to just go have a snooze.
Yeah.
Right.
Some people, Dave, he was kind of meditating.
Yes. Well, the cabinet meetings, they got to be boring.
They are boring.
Especially when you get down to those departments. Those
exactly.
Ones you don't even
First
know.
Of all, he doesn't even know five of those people are.
He knows the girls, Bondi and Noam.
Christy. Tulsi, he knows. We don't really see Tulsi much. Let's be honest. Tulsi, I was the labor secretary, a female, Dave, and we both almost at the same time. He has no idea
who she is.
Who right. that person
I saw.
Is.
She's little.
Yeah. Okay, did you steal something recently?
No, I haven't recently because I have.
How far is recently for you? When's the last time you stole something?
6 months, 3 months.
Okay, that's, I guess.
It's
that
just
counts
so,
as recent.
I think that's recently.
I just think, I just have a, something's wrong with me.
Well, we've all known that.
I know.
Okay.
I truly know, but you joke about it. I think there might be a serious chink in my chain.
Okay.
I do. I just watched that show yesterday while I was sick. The Beast in Me.
Oh, yeah.
Woo.
Yes.
Yikes.
Did you watch all eight?
All eight.
Oh, yeah.
What else was I doing?
Matthew Reese, phenomenal. Are you on the TikTok?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send you this woman who's imitating Claire Danes in every single role she plays, where she's just panicked and over the top. It is a brilliant impression.
And her lip.
Yeah. He's me. He's villainous. He is awful, and he is great in it. I give it a B+.
Okay.
I'm finally watching Task,
which was
The Darling in the summer, and wow, is it good.
Okay. Good
really, I mean, better than The Beast in Me.
Okay.
Really, really good. But so, The Beast in Me showed that what, you're a murderer?
No,
Dave, is that the revelation that Susie Jones has just made with us?
I'd like to hear a little more about this.
I am saying that I have an innate desire to fight, to be rageful. And
yeah.
I think it's my childhood. I think I'm actually going to have therapy on the air with you right
yeah,
now.
I'm
I had a childhood, as yep. you know. We all had different childhoods.
Oh, yeah.
But
sure.
I had rage growing up because rage was in the house. So
yep. Who was the most rageful in the house?
My dad.
Your dad.
Yep. Hands down. He's dead. God bless him. I love him. We all forgave him. But when you live with that kind of, my old man used to wake up pissed off.
Yeah.
He'd come out
That's
the door.
That's tough to be around
it
all the time.
It is. One time I made a freaking birthday cake for him. Beautiful cake for his birthday, December 6th, 1930.
Yep.
Walks out of the bedroom and goes, ah. And then he said a word. Bah, bah. And then he went back to bed.
No gratitude whatsoever. Mm-mm.
But, you know.
Did that, were you
see, now we're
so
doing,
used to it?
Yeah, I think
or
so.
Were you hurt by it still?
No. I think I, here's what happens when you live in a family like that, right?
Yep.
You flip the switch. You don't need anybody. You don't want anything from anybody mm-hmm. because everybody disappoints you. So you just stay in your lane and shut your mouth and try not to poke the bear. Now, I'm a wonderful person. I'm funny. When, and I'm not as funny as Ray Romano. But Ray Romano said in a... wait a minute.
How in the hell did we get...
not as funny as... Everyone loves Raymond. Everybody loves
Raymond. I'm funny. I'm not as funny as Ray Romano.
Ray Romano okay. said once,
yeah.
if my mom would have hugged me one time, I wouldn't be here where I am today.
yeah.
I think that out of tumult and... confusion and rage.
Yeah.
People find ways to cope. Sometimes they steal. Sometimes they yeah. act out in different ways. I'm funny, I think, because of my lunacy that I grew up. You know what they called me besides Boozer growing up?
Yeah, first of all, that's a terrible.
Let me just finish. yeah. Loony Susie. My sisters used to work me up into a frenzy. They'd poke me and pull my hair. Next thing you know, I'm screaming on the floor, blah, 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 and my old man comes in, whap, to me, after my sisters.
You're getting beat, and then he smacks you?
He smacks me for having a loony after my sisters incited the madness. So this is what happens to a human being.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, I'm not alone. You think I'm the first person in this WCCO family of ours and listening audience that hasn't, there's a lot of people that had that childhood. A lot.
Well, all of us have a very.
Varying degrees.
Mean, I basically had a mother who stopped raising me at 8.
Right?
Yeah, I mean.
So
just,
what do you do with that as a kid?
Well.
You go to therapy.
Or you just.
Suck it up.
Suck it up. Right? I mean, for me, my sister, who's 6 years older than me. Because we went through some of these stories Thanksgiving. Like, well, she sold me for not that much money at 12. I'm not making it up.
I know you're not.
I'm not. She said, I'm done. I want to go to California. and then my father, who, God love him, but and he loved me. He was obsessed with me, right? But we couldn't have the real personal conversation. He just didn't have that in him, right? And so, yeah, for sure. And
it, neither did my old man when he was dying. I was sort of like, hey, do you want to let go of some of this? Or was it then? No, because I think he did kind of soften when he was dying. He had cancer in 2005. But when I quit drinking,
yeah,
I said, hey, I'm going to AA. I said, you should go to AA. Maybe we could go together.
Yeah. Did he keep drinking until the end?
No, he quit when I quit, but never opened the door. And I said, well, why don't you open the door and take a look, you know?
Yeah.
It's not going to kill you.
Right.
His old man was 10 times meaner to him than he was to me.
Is
and
that
that's
why
the generation. Sure,
okay.
You learn how to hit people. You see it and you
or
do
you
it.
Learn to do the opposite.
You do. You can jump in.
Right.
And I did not hit my kids.
Good.
Once I did when Ben had matches in the front seat of the car, but that was kind of my bad because I was smoking and I left my matches on the front seat of the car.
Okay, what was it? Was he just holding the matches? Or
yeah,
was
it was a summer day. He was like 2 and I went, point being,
you shouldn't
we
have done
all,
it, right?
I totally take responsibility.
Yeah.
The point is, here's my favorite line.
Yeah.
We're all just doing the best we can. With what we
Everybody's got their something.
Everybody's got their something.
I think somebody might start a show with
us. I did not mean to hijack this segment with a serious tone, but.
No. I have no problem.
You want to ask me something? Ask me something.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I am very honest, as you well know.
Yes, you are.
So if you want
to be an extraordinarily transparent show.
I am.
and that's part of the reason why
Does anyone have any questions for me?
We got plenty. Somebody, including listening to this commentary from you, says we should date.
Because they had the same childhood?
Maybe or maybe not. What if you just went out with this person? This person who texts right now.
Yeah.
Tonight, you meet for happy hour.
But I'm sick. I got a cold. I'm cold. I'm hot. My throat hurts. My head hurts. I want to go home tonight. I told Lindsay.
This week. Just spur the moment.
All right. I'll do it.
Okay.
You text him back.
Text her
If you really want to date Susie, you text back right now. I want this person to show the initiative.
You got balls. You want to do it. Go ahead.
Let's go. Let's pause. We're incredibly late. It's 23 past 12. I'm never late to start the day. If I'm home, I might have to go on a secret mission later this week. But if I'm home, I go whenever I get up. I go to that Kinetico drinking water system and start drinking it, and it's tremendous every single day. Anytime you have water here in this building, you're rolling the dice. It's a complete dump. Please, somehow, get us out of this building. Please, please, please get us out of this building. At home, because I believe in Aquarius Home Services and AquariusHomeServices.com, earning the right to be recommended since 1987. First purchase a home in 1993. Susie, when did you first buy a house?
2001.
2001. Okay. 2001. Are you still in that house now?
Yes.
You are? Well, that's.
I have Connecticut drinking water system.
Beautiful.
Good people.
They're really good people. You can also get a water softer from them. They can help you out with your utility room. But right now, save up to 25% with the Connecticut drinking water system. Track them down now. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Rod announced today he will be at the State Fair. I think the headline says something about two legends. Am I right? I saw that somewhere because it's Rod and Richard Marx. Richard, I like a couple of your songs. You've aged very well, but get the hell out of here. You're not a legend. Come on. And as someone who enjoys a number of Rod Stewart songs, I saw a clip of him a couple weeks ago. It's not good.
Aging?
He's 80, isn't he?
Yeah. He's in his 80s, I think. It did not, it was not good. Best concert Susie Jones has ever attended.
Rod is 80, by the way.
8-0. So he's out there rocking. Bravo. And
it's funny, though. Does he need the money? No. Why is he doing it? What's the drive?
Yeah.
Loves it. He loves it. Yeah. We wouldn't want to come to the fair at age 80.
Yeah.
In a wheelchair.
Rock out the grandstand.
Pushy cart.
Yeah. Rod has had a heck of a life.
I got to tell you, Chad Hartman, I was just going to call you Adam. Gosh.
That's a line.
I am not a massive concert goer. So my memorable concerts are usually when I was completely screwed up, like I went to see Santana, but I was so
yeah,
and so I saw Earth, Wind, and Fire in 76. That was fun at the St. Paul Civic Center when they came out.
But like the last 5 years or so.
I don't know.
Well, you were going to go to Maroon 5. And
I
then
didn't.
You did not.
Mm-mm. I like shows. I mean, I went to Phantom of the Opera, but I'm not a big go to U.S. Bank Stadium or...
Okay.
I'm sorry. I saw Kenny Chesney at the Target Center outside in the summer, but that was probably,
Target Field, yeah, right?
10 years ago.
I did see Kenny Chesney one time. Might have had some fun before. Saw about four songs and said,
I
want a peanut butter parfait.
Oh, my God.
And you weren't at a Dairy Queen.
And he wasn't.
And I went.
What are you going to do?
I had to leave.
Might have participated in something that made me hungry for a peanut butter parfait and decided I'd rather. Okay, Kenny, you're great. The people are into it. There was tremendous people watching, but I found the nearest Dairy Queen to Target Field and was one of the greatest peanut butter parfaits ever.
Was. I bet it was straight from heaven.
Oh, my God. Rod Stewart is no McCartney. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Susie, I would like to date you. If the other guy doesn't, I'm 40. I have autism. I don't drive, and I live with my mom. All right? Everybody offering to jump on in.
Oh.
Susie is funny and steals. Okay, yeah, we need to get back to this.
Why? I don't want to talk about it. I already confessed.
Okay, what did you steal?
What haven't I stole? Well, it was probably lipstick.
Lipstick?
Yeah. I mean, if it's...
Yeah. You're making enough dough, you shouldn't still be stealing.
I don't know. It's a thrill. But I'm going to end up in jail, so...
Yeah, I mean, you're confessing.
I am, and it's fair that someone could knock on the door and say, listen, you owe us $8.99 for that.
Right. Dang, Susie just threw Al Schock under the bus. That was cold.
I didn't. You did. You said the right date for 1965.
Well, and then you added, oh... Al Schock had the date wrong. I think just to be precise on the accuracy. No, it wasn't mean-spirited. I mean, calm down.
I know. Life's too short.
Did you see the Purple Rain show?
Yes.
And what did you think?
Well, I was one of the middle of the show viewers, meaning, you know, it kind of started out rocky.
Yeah.
Got a little better. And then it left. And now, I mean, I think it was too busy. That's how I felt.
Too much?
Too much going on.
I don't know. I love the guy. I saw him numerous times
in concerts.
But it just didn't do a lot for me. Okay,
no.
We got these two real quick.
Okay.
All right. Mike in Minneapolis, you're on. Go ahead, Mike, with Susie.
Susie, I was going to ask Adam, but this is perfect because you're here. Did Harrigan base the Susie Jones jingle on the Conga del Fuego by Arturo Marquez?
I would say, number one, I have no idea who that is. Number two, I will defer to David Harrigan, who happens to be to my left here in the studio. And I will say, David, did that music inspire you to do the jingle?
No.
Susan K. Jones.
That jingle came from my heart.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right.
I didn't lift anything from anyone.
All right.
Excellent.
All right, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Good job.
Love you. Talk soon.
Nathan, go ahead. You're on.
Thanks, Chad. First of all, I love Susie Jones. really quick, I worked at CBS Radio 2 decades ago.
Yeah.
And I was a manager of the softball team and recruited some fellow staff to play. And we were lucky enough that Susie joined us. Fast forward to a couple games into the season, and I had Susie the Whammer batting, I think it was first or second in the lineup. And after she hit the ball, she took one step, and Susie will have to refresh my memory, but your Achilles snapped or did you tear it?
No, my top of my thigh, like, seized up, and that was it. I was done. I'm like, I'm out. I need a pinch runner. That's funny.
I thought it was much worse. I remember I drove my Jeep out onto the field to pick you up, and then somebody, I don't know if they drove you to the hospital or whatever. But
did you just go home or did you go to the hospital? Because if you just went home, you were milking it, Susie.
I probably just went home. I don't remember this, to be honest. This is my brain. I just had someone on dementia on Sunday on my health show, and I think I have it.
No, you don't.
I might. I don't have a good memory of things, but thank you. I appreciate it. And did Jill Oliveira play on that team?
She did, and that's who I thought maybe drove you, and I don't know if it just drove you home maybe, or...
That had to be the early 2000s, because I was just divorced. Yep. I lost tons of weight. I was kind of...
You were ready to mingle.
I was making the rounds.
Yes, you were. Susie the Whammer.
That's exactly right. It was the same year that the Twins played the A's in the playoffs. I think it was 2005 or 4. So.
All right.
But anyways, I'm glad you're doing well, and love listening to you, and that's it. Thanks for having me on, Chad.
Absolutely.
That's a nice memory.
That was, and we didn't even get to David Joseph. David Josephson doesn't believe in Santa and tells his kids right away that Santa doesn't exist.
What?
Yes. Go take his children from him.
That is, why would he do that? Is that true?
Yes.
100%.
100%.
He told us yesterday.
Told us yesterday.
He
won't bring his kids to Santa. They don't engage in the spirit of Christmas that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's a sick man.
He's a psychopath, right?
He's beast within.
But what he has that I don't have, and Dave doesn't have, a laptop from the station.
Oh, yeah, I got a laptop.
And you too. Who else has a computer from the station?
Just remember, during the pandemic, we all had to work from home.
Hello, I was working from home. At no point did I hear, hey, here's your laptop.
Well, we needed to produce news stories.
I needed to produce a three-hour radio show. I think
DJ
that's a little
was working
more,
here.
Yeah.
But you didn't have to cut up tape.
Okay. We don't want to play this game because
this
total,
is when Adam and
total
I would
amount
fight
of time.
Like crazy. Because okay, I would have to tell them what to do with the story.
Yeah. We also had to take a pay cut.
Yeah, remember that.
That was fun.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll just take, what will we take instead,
Some of us
Dave?
Still are.
What? Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's true. Most
Although,
of it hasn't come
God
back.
Knows the laptop this place is providing.
You should people. See mine. I'm going to bring it in. You can look. It's very heavy.
It's like from the 1920s and 17 people have owned it. That was adventurous. Thank you, Susie.
Our half hour together?
It won't be our last.
I hope not. I hope I'm well and get to live many more years and enjoy the
show.
Well,
I was just that. I was just meant more like, I'll see you at 1 o'clock. Not your butt to perish.
My swan song.
Hit the button.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.